This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
Welcome to this episode of Fairways and Greens. I'm your host, Gaylord Rhodes, the Vegas golf coach. And after 30 years as a golf professional, teacher, and coach, I decided it was time to share the knowledge and insights into the world of golf that I have gathered during my career as a golf professional. And joining me each episode will be a special guest from the golf industry. Together, we will discuss and share their insights, expertise, knowledge, and stories from their career and life in golf as well. Hope you enjoy this episode, and as always, I welcome and appreciate your input and suggestions for future shows, as well as your questions. So feel free to reach out and get in touch with me, the Vegas Golf Coach, by emailing me at info@golfcoachpodcast.com. That's info@golfcoachpodcast.com. Reach out and let us know what's on your mind and what you're thinking about. So let's get started with today's show. So today on the Fairways and Greens podcast, I have a special guest. She is also works with me at the Las Vegas Country Club. She's the director of the fitness center, and she's also TPI certified. And I brought her on today to talk about the importance of fitness in golf. And obviously, the top players in the world have been utilizing the TPI information and have personal trainers, and it requires that literally to play at the highest level in the game. And I know a lot of you and most of my listeners are amateurs, but to understand the importance of evaluation of your golf swing. And when you come in as your coach, I take a look at your golf swing and I try to put a program together that will allow you to reach your potential, your highest potential in golf, based on your goals, based on the time and effort you have to practice, and really based on your physical abilities. Most amateurs aren't going to be able to perform at a level of professionals. Therefore, you know, trying to copy a professional swing is probably not going to be that productive. And so I encourage all my golfers to do drills that really want to aspire. My younger golfers, my high school kids, I've introduced them to Amy. She is TPI level 3 certified, and she works at the club, and it's just so convenient for all my students just to go up there and get an idea of what they need. And the TPI has a screening process, and that's what Amy does for me, and we work together. And so, Amy, I want to thank you for showing up on the show today. Amy's she's so energetic and passionate personal trainer. She's been doing personal training for over 20 years now, and she's certified with NESTA, the AFAA, the LESMILLS, and obviously TPI, and that's why I brought her on for her background in TPI and golf. And TPI, for those of you who are not familiar with it, is the Titleist Performance Institute. It was created in 2003 to help golfers with specific exercises to help them with the game and balance out their golf swing. Amy, welcome to the show today. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. Excited to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's good to have you on. So tell me how and why you got involved with TPI. Why was that something you wanted to add to your resume? Because you've obviously been trained in many different aspects of personal training.
Well, you know, it's kind of interesting. If you would have asked me 6-7 years ago, if my fitness career would ever go in a golf direction, I would have said, no way. I grew up golfing somewhat with my parents at the country club, like once a week. Was never too into golf. I've always been an athlete, however. And so when 4.5 years ago, this country club, which is a golf club here at Las Vegas Country Club here in Las Vegas, when they hired me going on 5 years ago now, they, you know, primarily most of the members here are golfers. And so when they hired me, my boss asked me, would you be against, you know, going through the, you know, Titleist Performance Institute and get TPI certified so you can tag team with the golf pro here? And this is before we had you here, Gaylord, which has been an added bonus. He asked me if I would be against doing that. And, you know, anyone who would say no in my eyes is kind of crazy, because you want to broaden your horizons always, right? In life and work and whatnot. So yeah, so that's actually what got me going with it. They personally, I guess you could say my job made me, but now I actually have so crunched my teeth down on it, and I just freaking love it. I love it.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, you've obviously you've screened some of my students. So, you know, it got started, I guess, in 2003, and it was founded by a Dr. Greg Rose and Dave Phillips. And you know, they have different levels of it. They have the golf aspect, the medical part, the fitness, and then the junior development. So, and I want to make sure we talk a little bit about the difference between juniors and adults when, as we get into it a little bit. But for now, you know, what is it, and kind of explain what it is and why it's different from other programs that you use.
I gotcha. Well, first off, it's a revolutionary approach with for golf improvement. The way they look at it, you know, for years, when someone wanted to get better at golf, they would pick, say, Tiger Woods or the Jason Days, the Jordan Spieth out there, and say, okay, we got to try to get your swing like theirs. Well, because everybody has different physical limitations and capabilities, that's not even possible. You know, they started finding each person had their own limitations and capabilities, so trying to mimic somebody else was just not going to work. So what they did was, they came up with a set of screens, 14 screens, and to figure out what exactly each individual's limitations are. So that would help their instructor know which direction they had to go and what limitations they needed to fix to make their golf swing the best possible golf swing that they could have. I mean, you know,
right.
Well,
I mean, and the interesting thing,
TPI believes, I guess, essentially, maybe to explain a little bit better, TPI believes that there's one efficient way for every single person to swing a club, something that they can physically do that will optimize their golf swing. However, it's different, going to be different than the next guy. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. And the reason, and that's one of the reasons I'm kind of really for this, is because they don't think that they know there's more than one golf swing,
right?
And there's no model. They're not trying to compare you to anybody. They're just trying to help you get the most you can out of your game. And that's why the teaching pro is so important in the initial analysis, to help you understand what you're trying to help them achieve. And then you put the program together. I believe that's the way it works, isn't it?
Exactly. Yep. Yep. We, when a person has a lesson with you, you know, as a golf pro, an instructor, you know what things to look for and whatnot. Well, TPI has just established this 14 screen process that you go through that really signifies, gets into the rotational on the left and the right leg, your stability, your mobility, your dorsiflexion down in your calves, you know, to your thoracic region rotation, cervical rotation. So all those things that, among others, are just, I guess, amplified a little bit more with the screening process, which have been strategically, the drills have been strategically made for that purpose.
Cool. Well, so go over the screening process a little bit so that the listeners can understand kind of what to expect. So they've gone to their golf pro. The golf pro has looked at their swing, and he brings you in, and it tells you that they have a problem with weight transfer from the back foot to the front foot, for instance.
Right.
Tell us what happens after that. So I've told you what, as an instructor, what I think they need, the number one thing they need to work on right now, and then you come in and you take them through the process.
Now, okay, so I'm glad you just said that. It was perfect leave for me going into this. So another thing that we learned at TPI, right at the beginning, they drilled it into our head. Until we put you through this process, like you had said, as a golf instructor, they come to you and you can guess. You know, if you, like your example, you just said, if they're leaning right, more on their left or right, you can guess. And it is only a guess as an instructor, whether you're TPI certified or not, it's only a guess in our eyes until you actually go through the screen. You can, having all your experience, Gaylord, 100%, 90% of the time, you're going to be right. Looking at someone, you're going to, you know, guess what the problem is there, you know, whether it's a stability, mobility, they're not rotating, whatever it may be. But to us at TPI, it is a guess until we put you through the screen, and then we know. It is only a guess until we do that screen. So when what happens on your first, when they come to a golf instructor and their first lesson, most likely we, if you're a certified golf professional with TPI, you're going to do the screen on the golfer. The fitness, now I am capable of doing that. I am certified to do so, but they tell us, you know, the golf pro is kind of our daddy in that respect. So whatever they say goes, because they are the golfer, so to speak. So you would actually put them through the screen. I like to be there. Sometimes time permitting, sometimes the golfer doesn't want the fitness professional there, however it works. But I personally like to be there because I get as much information and learn from the golf pro as well. But so they say, hey, we're going to put you through the screen. They don't tell the golfer anything about what they're doing. They don't tell why they're having you do a deep squat with a golf club hanging over your head. They don't tell you why they want you to sit down, hold the golf club across their chest and twist to the right and twist to the right. To the left. We don't tell you that because when you know, you can kind of alter your body to do what you think, what the golfer thinks we want them to do. And that's not what we want. We want a very natural approach. So there's 14 exercises or drills, we call them. So I feel like I'm kind of going a little bit all over right now.
No, keep going, man.
Okay. So if you came in with the golf pro and the golf pro said, hey, we're gonna put you, almost every golfer, whether or not they choose to continue going the route of the TPI professional, they should. Our golf pros now are always going to put you through this screen. Call me in. We're not going to tell you anything about it. Like I said, I'm repeating myself, but we're not going to tell you anything about it. We're going to put you through these 14 exercises and drills. And then after we do that, we make an assessment. And then we also, in that same lesson, we will watch you swing the club a few times from a frontal view, meaning square on at you, and then on a side view. And then we do a video analysis. And then from there, we merge the 14 drills. We analyze those compared to the video analysis. And then we can make a firm hypothesis on what's going on with you.
So that's interesting. So, you know, Obviously we have video down in the Learning Center. And so we, so you come in. You get the front angle, you get the back angle, and do you do the down the line angle too? All three versions of it, and
Then
you take it and you compare that to now.
The
what
screens.
Do you compare? So you've got that. So you compare it to the screens,
right?
And so, what is the most predominant area that you normally find that you work with after the screens? What seems to be the most common
early
most golfers?
I'm like, I want to cut you off. Early extension.
Okay,
immediately. I think you probably as a golf professional know too, but they say if you're not a tour player, 97%, I hope I'm not, it's somewhere within a percent or two of that. I want to say it's 97%. That number's locked in my head.
Close enough.
97% of people that are not tour players are going to have early extension. And that is only going to throw off your whole kinematic sequence, something we'll probably talk about later. And you're going to have all sorts of problems, whether it's an upper lower body stability, mobility issue.
So to explain what early extension means?
The early extension is when you, on your backswing, you already come out of your posture.
Right.
Now, I don't know, that's probably layman's terms, which may or may not be good for all you golfers out there that are listening. But maybe you're new to golf, so that would be a layman's term, a fitness professional's term. Now, as a golfer's standpoint, you would probably have a different way of saying that, maybe.
Well, they all, yeah, and it's very common. You see that immediately. When there's no stability, and typically it's a function of the arms controlling the body, and it just alters posture immediately.
And
you see it. And so we work with that. I work with a lot. I do tons of drills and I believe that, you know, you get the golf club out of their hand and you give them drills that will reinforce their weaknesses. They're going to learn quicker than trying to stand over there and whipping the golf club around and throwing their body out of whack.
I love what you just said too, not to interrupt you, but just since you had said it, another big point and theme, I guess, to our training at CPI is you're only as strong as your weakest link, you know? So any little detriment here or there, like you just said, you can work on all the person's strengths to make them better in that area. But if they're still lagging in another area, that one little limitation that's going to, you know, change everything about their swing, they're never going to get to their optimal swing.
Right. And that's where the TPI thing comes into. I mean, I give them motion drills. I'm trying to increase their range of motion. I'm trying to work on their balance and their footwork. And when they don't have the physical abilities or the limitations exist, it's very difficult to get them to where you'd like to get them. And so with those students of mine that are just really gung-ho, play 2-3 times a week, and this is their passion – TPI, I think, is part of the picture. I mean, you can't ever achieve your highest level without balancing your body out. And you know, it was interesting because the first time we spoke, you talked about, well, you know, a lot of golfers come in and one side is strong, like the right side is strong, but the left side's weak. So you don't want to do instruction that you don't want to work with them. You want to strengthen the weak side and not overdo the other side. I can explain that a little bit. That was kind of fascinating to me that you can't just do universal things. You have to be aware where the weak side is and work on it specifically.
Right. Yeah. No, that was one of the most mind-blowing things to me. And that didn't come till I was in my level 3 training out at the Institute. And, you know, we had a guy named Tom House. He's a relief pitcher. I know you've heard of him. I don't know if anyone else out there. He's a relief pitcher, 70s. He works with 28 of 32 NFL quarterbacks. He works with baseball players, you know, juniors through the World Series players. And now his programs, his Foundation Fitness, has been adopted by TPI as well. So what he says is he does the same thing with his golfers and his quarterbacks and his baseball players. He's making them do patterning and training them on their weak side. If they're a right-handed pitcher, he's putting them on their knees, starting from the ground up, kind of like a baby going through developmental stages. You know, a baby crawls and then they're on their knees. Then they finally walk, right? They're on their hands and knees. Then they finally walk. He does the same approach, like working with these athletes. He first puts them on their knees and he's having them throw with their right hand and left hand. Not only is it harder when you don't have your whole body behind you for the momentum, but then you put it on your weak side. And you'd be surprised how as soon there is, you know, straight research out there that says as their weak side improves, their whole game improves. And I'm talking about the football players. I'm talking about the quarterbacks. I'm talking about the golfers. I'm talking about the pitchers, all the baseball players, the throwers, you know. So it's really interesting. They're very connected, I guess.
And the interesting thing about that is that the golf swing is basically a throwing motion. And I think a lot of people get confused. They think it's some kind of a hitting motion. But in reality, you're trying to make a balanced swinging motion with the golf club. And it's very similar to a sidearm or underarm pitch in terms of how the body does. And if people – I do a lot of throwing drills and bouncing the ball off the ground drills. And just to get them in an athletic consciousness rather than standing still,
right?
You know, eyeballing the golf ball and trying to hit it. I mean, that's not what the golf swing's about.
Right.
It's a balanced motion.
Right. You know, no, well, and you were saying how, you know, the stability element is so prevalent. And, you know, me, you know, in my term, you know, coming out of posture, or, you know, a golfer's swing, like you had just said in your last sentence, you know, it's more of an athletic stance, your golf posture. And that's one thing, too, they would say. They're like, get in your athletic position. Like if someone was, no matter what kind of sport you're practicing, if your coach came out and said, get an athletic position, most people, they do a little bit of a squat, right? Their abs are in, they're leaning a little bit forward, their hands are up, you know, excluding the hands are up part. That's about a 5-iron posture. That's where we want you. That's where you're the most stable. And so with that, when you're the most stable like that, you can rotate around that axis of meaning your spine that you need to, and then swing it, whether it is a baseball or a golf ball or whatnot, like you were just saying. You know, that stability is huge, and you need to be in an athletic stance, not just standing up, throwing a club or a ball.
Right.
And, you know,
after playing for over 50 years, I began to realize that
you don't seem like you could be playing for 50 years. You're too young. If you haven't met him, guys, you'd be surprised.
Right, so I got about 10 years ago, back in right when about the time I turned 50, I realized that I wasn't going to be able to play this game at the level I wanted to play it in unless I got back in physical shape. And, you know, and the injuries that you see, lower back, shoulders, all these things tend to be a function of being out of balance and swinging. And so I began to get interested in it. There was obviously no TPI program available at that time, or I would have probably gone to school, as because I've gone through so much training in golfing machine and just been everywhere. We invented Randy Henry and a good friend Shumway Poole developed a weight transfer machine back in the late 80s, and we began to put the better golfers, the professionals from the senior tour and the regular tour, on this weight transfer machine in the late 80s, and we began to realize things that we didn't really understand in the golf swing. And Randy and Shumway gave this weight transfer force plate machine, and they went to what's the name of the hospital? Anyway, and they worked. They took it in and they started looking at all different sports. And so the biomechanics, 3D models, everything's out there now. And and it's not necessary for the average golfer to get involved in that, but to be able to get a physical program in place to help you play better golf, I think it's a no-brainer. And I encourage most of my students to consider it. And it's kind of hard. I mean, you know, my regular, they just, you know, golf is just something they do on the weekend. They go out and drink beer. And so it's probably not the program that those guys would want to get into. But if you really have a passion for golf, I would seek out a TPI professional, whether it's a fitness trainer, a golf professional that's been trained, or to head right to one of their centers. I personally would go through the training just for my own benefit. I don't know that I have the time to, so I would always send someone to someone like Amy, who's got the background that can help them with their entire program, nutrition. And I believe nutrition's a big part of it. And I think the TPI program agrees with that. You know,
absolutely,
it works better. You get the most benefit from these programs with a healthy and efficient body. And that's kind of what TPI and I believe in. And so I'm very big in nutrition. I help my long-term students, my coaching students, with nutrition. Tell me a little bit more about some of the other aspects of TPI that you really like.
Okay, well, first, you just were, with what you were just saying the last minute or two, I wanted to touch on that again. So you had just said, you know, if with all your injuries and whatnot, you wish there would have been a program like this back when. And, you know, that's, make no mistake about it, I'm sitting here talking about, he asked me what TPI is about, and we're about, you know, cutting through someone's limitations and getting them to have their optimum swing. However, another big part of this was just to do that, Gaylord, was just to be able to let those people that are out there, whether they are golfing every day or they're golfing once a week, that those people are still able to do that when they're 70, 80, 90 years old, you know?
Right.
CPI is just as much preventative as it is, you know, trying to, you know, get someone out on tour, you know, and swinging as hard as they can, you know? I mean, more, I would say majority of the people that I'm working with, you know, there's a few that are still at a higher level of play, but a lot of the country clubbers and, you know, want to win their, you know, President's Cup. And those people, these are also people that want to play in 20 years from now, and they're 70 now, you know, so TPI is a great program to go through to be able to maintain, I guess, is what I'm trying to say.
No, and I'm right on board with that. I mean, it's, yeah. I have issues, obviously, at 63, and I can tell, I don't get in the gym enough, Amy, I'll be honest with you, but I do my yoga and I do my stretching every day. And
that's important. That's definitely not working out. You know what I'm saying?
No, I get it. But to me, I have to be careful working out because of the stress I have on my skeleton system from not only golfing for 50 years, but surfing and playing soccer and baseball in high school and college.
Right. So
a lot of good athletes that reach this age in life, we got lots of aches and pains, and to have a program that allows you to stay in the best physical shape you can would always be recommended. So
yep.
once the screen is finished,
okay.
the way I understand it, the results are used to create a plan unique for that golfer. And the plan may include physical training, physical therapy and treatment, coaching of the swing mechanics is where I come in. The biomechanics part is also, I understand the biomechanics of it. And then I think the nutrition and the mental strategy. So when I put a program together and I'm developing a long-term relationship, I want the physical part of it to be part of it. I want the nutrition. And then I do a lot of work on the golf course on the mental part of the game because I think the driving range limits people. You don't play golf on the driving range.
No,
golf on the golf course. So.
Absolutely.
You can stand there all day and hit balls and not play very well. So,
right. I know that from experience.
Play to learn.
But
anyway, so the TPI program now, we obviously offered it at the country club, and Amy's our physical therapist there and trainer. So once your options, once you've gone through this screening process, And you're doing it to determine where their limitations are. So once you've determined that, tell us a little bit about what some of the things you do and some of the exercises that you think are beneficial. Which ones you use more predominantly than others?
I would say with majority. So after the screening process, then a person actually. Let me back up a second.
Okay.
So after the screening process with the golf pro and myself. Which is administered again by the golf pro essentially, but what him and I will talk and he'll, you know, we jot out all the limitations that we found from the screen. And then at that time, the person actually, you'd be surprised, 85% of golfers decide to work with what they got. You know, they don't want, like you had said, time's an issue with a lot of people. They don't want to, it is hard work. They don't want to come into the gym 3, 4, 5 days a week and work on, you know, their hip flexors or their glutes or their glute medius or their stability, their core. So, you know, they have the option to just choose to work with the golf pro and he can do his best or you can do your best to, you know, make that, you know, make them as optimal as they can be, you know, in that way without addressing these limitations. However, we highly recommend you want to fix those limitations because A, you're never going to get too far just on the golf end, and you're probably going to get hurt if you don't work on your limitations. These limitations are directly connected to the, you know, the back injuries, the hip injuries, the knee injuries people get, you know. So we highly recommend you going into the gym. 85% of people don't, though, surprisingly. Does that number surprise you, Gaylord? It surprised
me. No,
it doesn't. You on the golf end, probably not, because you know that. They just, everyone wants a quick fix, right? And not just in golf, in fitness, in everything, you know.
Right.
If there was a pill to take for anything, we'd probably all buy it, but it's not. We got to work for it.
Well, that brings up this question. There are people and students that come to me that go to the gym and work out.
Right.
But they're not working on golf-specific exercises.
Exactly.
And I mean, I'm assuming that any kind of physical activity is always good for the body, but, you know, I get – the only ones that seem to be really interested in getting into golf specific are the ones that are already gym rats anyway. And
right. You know, they understand what it takes.
And you know, and honestly, they have limitations as well when it comes to golf.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So I think those are the ones that you see the most benefit immediately. But anybody, I would encourage anybody out there to get some kind of a stretching, yoga type and physical therapy type program to enhance their performance. And the TPI program is so cool because it really is based on what we see in your golf and your athletic golf motion. And so it literally helps balance that out and makes you a better and stronger golfer. I would say you're probably right on the number there. Unless they're already gym rats and love to work out. You know, I've got students that come in that run marathons and yet you stand them still over a golf ball and they're kind of spastic in some ways.
No, it's crazy.
Hard because it's such a different motion.
Well, and sadly, people, gym rats in general too, you know, we don't know it, but we all favor a side. And as most of you know, I'm not telling you anything you don't know, but we favor a side. And so when you favor a side, but you're going at it hard, you're more imbalanced than someone that does nothing, you know? I think that's why too, like a lot of things, one of the, you know, you had asked me, what are some of the, you know, prominent or most common limitations we see? Rotation is a huge problem, and rotation comes down to lack of stability and lack of glute ab strength, mostly glutes.
That was what Tiger said when his glutes weren't firing.
Yeah, no, exactly. Right.
The struggle that Torrey Pines says glutes weren't firing. But no, you know, and honestly, for us that knew a TPI, we got that. We understood it.
No, definitely. Well, and it's, you know, sometimes like what you said with Tiger, with the firing of the glutes, sometimes it comes down to, it's not even a strength thing. I think anyone would agree out there. Tiger Woods has a pretty strong body and he always has. They've been working him. He's kind of one of the pioneers of all the, you know, the fitness end of golf, you know.
No question.
And it wasn't that he didn't have strong glutes, it's that he wasn't firing them correctly. So we even have drills, just because you mentioned that, just to give people a little taste, you know, there's the neuromuscular end of the TPI stuff too that we find throughout the drills. You know, when people are, they might have weak glutes, but then we do a test to determine, okay, are they just not firing their glutes, or do they indeed have weak glutes? And so we do a drill on them that will tell us, is it a glute weakness or are they not thinking about it? And then say it's a neuromuscular thing and they're not thinking about it right. They're not thinking about firing. And sometimes that's a coordination issue. Lay them on their back and do different drills of making them fire one glute at a time, which it sounds kind of simple, but if you're an uncoordinated person and you're listening to us right now and lay down on the floor and try to squeeze one butt cheek and then squeeze the other butt cheek and then squeeze both together, it's difficult for some people. You know, some people think it sounds super simple, but it's not. And if that's difficult for you, you're going to have a really hard time firing and really getting as much out of your rotation as you can.
Yeah. And obviously rotation and the ability to fire the glutes increases your club head speed and balance and allows you to hit it further. You know, I get the number one thing I get, a lot of people come in, they want to hit the ball more. Obviously I always go through a question an answer period with new students. That's why I do that 90-minute coaching session. It gives me time to, you know, figure out what they want. But most of the time, they always say, look, I just want to hit it more consistently. And I said, well, okay. So, you know, that's part of swing. But, you know, do you want to play better? Do you want to score better? Do you want to – and, you know, you get into a situation where, honestly, if they want to hit it farther, which a lot of them come complaining they're losing distance, they are – certified, ready, go get into some kind of TPI program, physical program, because, you know, their issue is not, I mean, the golf swing is not that complicated. I mean, there's a couple of levers and there's a weight transfer and it's, you know, but if you're incapable of physically making or setting those different hinges or and rotating, you know, to load and transferring your weight to the finish, you're going to be limited. And so I literally, here's the thing. I can help you with the mechanics, but as far as your ability to get more consistent and swing and balance, you need to do these drills. And, you know, and of course, for the real, for my real, you know, long-term patients. Yeah, actually, they could be called patients.
Fair enough.
A lot of crap going on in the head. So, but the reality is, my high school kids that are aspiring to play college golf, they're all, you know, they've actually one of my kids goes to Bishop Gorman here in Las Vegas, and they have a program, and actually they've kind of figured out golf specific exercises. When we have to get X back in there, Amy, and because their season's about to start, and he's, you know, he's got all the talent in the world, and if he's going to compete, I think TPI is imperative at this point. If they're they're aspiring to play on the tour, they have to know what's going on with their bodies.
Right.
And so tell me, so in this process, they get educated about how their body works. Is that not correct? And how it works in a golf swing?
Oh, absolutely. You will look at it differently. I mean, I feel like I went through it with the golf pro that was here prior to you being here, Gaylord. And, you know, we went and he told me in the middle of our first level of TPI, he looked at me and he's like, I'm going to have to change the way I teach completely, because he understood it differently. And you connect, you know, the neuromuscular end, like I just explained to it, but the kinematic sequence ends how, you know, it starts from the ground up. It goes from the feet, the ground and the feet connection to the pelvis, to the thoracic, and then the club, you know? I mean, it's, the mind, the body, and the golf swing and the physical element of it, just, it's mind blowing kind of what we learned there.
And I, you know, my students reach the point now where he struggles with his footwork. And I know it's because of there's physical limitations there.
Right.
If we can strengthen those, because I've taken him as far as I can go, and his inconsistencies are due to his inability to use the ground properly and his leg work and footwork. And so he'll be back in to see you here. I'm bringing him in this week, and we're going to come by and talk to you, because he needs to get – I mean, golfers that are aspiring to play at the highest level, if they're not involved in a TPI program, if they don't have a physical therapist working with their instructor, I think they're missing half of the picture, honestly.
No, there's definitely an edge to be had for those, especially the young golfers, you know, coming in and being ahead of the game, you know. I mean, a lot of these golfers that come in that aren't doing it correctly, and mind you, they may be good. They may be really good. But, you know, by the time they're 20, when you're 25 or 30 on a pro tour, you don't want to be getting hurt either, you know. And so this trains them for the preventative end and keeping them, you know, strong throughout their whole career.
There's a trend now. I mean, if you can't carry it over 300 yards, you're probably not going to be able to compete on the tour in the next 4 or 5 years. And
absolutely.
And I'm not saying that that's the rule, but it will be hard.
And adding to that, like if you can't rotate, well, if you're not getting at 300 yards, they're not rotating either, but they're also not stable. You know, their stability is not where it needs to be. It just, you saying that, that's just kind of what you and I are sitting here explaining. Just you saying that, the connection between the physical and the golf end, just you saying, you know, if you can't get at 300 yards, they're probably not going to go where they want to go. I mean, and right away, that's telling me they're not stable enough, you know, they're not staying in posture. They can't rotate that well, and they don't have power behind that rotation. And so, you know, and so it goes.
And so you have, the guys like Roy McIlroy, who are 5'9", 5'10", and weigh 150 pounds, that are carrying it 330 yards, because it's physical talent and ability on top of really good mechanics. And so, you know,
he has the fastest rotation. Yes. And I wish I knew the speed. Maybe you do. They used him as an example plenty of times as far as rotation speed.
Yeah.
down at TPI. So
we call him the fastest hips in the West.
There you go. Okay. Yep. I believe I heard that before. That's awesome.
Yeah. And it's just an amazing to watch. I mean, and so when I have my students in, I tell them, listen, next time you watch a golf tournament, ignore what they're doing with their arms and hands. Just watch what their body's doing from the ground up, and you'll understand where the power comes from. And they're getting narrower too. I mean, the stances are getting narrower, and so they can move faster between their 2 feet. And that's not a general rule, but it's I've been noticing that the athleticism over the last 10 or 12 years, and you can thank Tiger for a lot of that.
Yeah.
But the other thing that you have to be aware of is when you're putting that much torque and stress on your body, injuries occur. Look at Jason Day. I mean, he goes at it full bore. He's got back problems. Tiger has back problems. You know, there's all sorts of injuries out there that may or may not be attributed to how hard and these kids are trying to hit it. I mean, you know, it's very competitive. There's a lot of money out there on the tour now. Thanks to Tiger.
Yeah. No, sorry. I didn't want to interrupt you.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to add on to that, how you had said all these people with back problems, and that's, I don't remember the exact number too, something like 92% of golfers can have back problems. And it's all in that, most of the time, in that lumbar area, where when you're trying to rotate around an axis, again, your spine, if you're not in good anatomical position and strong enough to handle that and do it in the right motion, like say without reverse spine angle, and you know, I can't think of anything right off the top of my head, but you know, all these different, you know, if you hang back, if you slide and you sway, yep, while you're going around that axis, you are setting yourself up for bad injury. Bad injury. And all those back problems that you hear of all these tour players, especially some of the older ones having, that's attested to, you know, poor training and balance training and all that. And, you know, what we're especially really focusing on more nowadays, you know, not just myself, but people in general, all the trainers that are out there training those tour players and whatnot.
Yeah, they're so, you know, Tiger keeps talking about, you know, trying to explode, you know, getting his explosion back at the bottom. And I don't know that if I had as many surgeries and physical issues as he is, I'd be trying to explode it again.
I know that word kind of is like, ooh.
Yeah, and he's got to be one of the best iron players in the world. And so, you know, I hope we get him back. I hope he can, you know, kind of throttle back and get, you know, hit that drive out there about 300 or right in that area, because he was much longer than that in his prime. And, you know, to be able to just use his iron play and strategize and come up with a whole new game plan. And I think finally I kind of heard him say something about that. But, you know, as we get older, you know, it's very difficult to not injure yourself if you're not careful. I mean, I have lower back problems. I have shoulder problems from time to time. And it's no fun when you're out there playing in pain.
Oh, no way. Yep.
And I just think that the TPI program is so powerful. So so after your limitations are corrected, what happens then? So you put them through a program, right?
Yep. So to indeed fix the limitations, or at least lessen them, at best, obviously fix them completely, which is very possible, and depending upon what the limitation is, let me back up. There's a protocol of exercises for every drill that we have, all 14 drills. I have books of exercises for each in particular screening
if it is
failed. So ways to strengthen the muscles, ways to, like I explained before, kind of connect the neuromuscular, work on the coordination a little bit to help fix those. All 14 of them, God, I can't even count how many exercises there are for all of them. And they're coming up with new ones every day. So that's exciting. Now, once we get the limitations where we want them to be, or at least at bay, where we're not hurting the athlete by going further, then we start using, we have a 4x4 matrix, we call it, or a 3x3 matrix. And these are working different stability issues. These are working power issues, rotational issues. So once those limitations are corrected, and if we go ahead and we'll not be hurting them, then we start adding complexity to exercises. We start adding weight to exercises. We start adding power exercises. Like I said, you know, something as simple as, you know, especially for the younger athletes, how often, you know, for the cardio end of it, when we're working on someone's power, we also, I want to go back to what I said before, we're only as strong as our weakest link. How often do you see people running backwards nowadays? You know, maybe a football player or two, you see them, you know, hustling backwards, you know, because the wide receivers have to do that going forward and back. But do we see golfers doing it? No. And those are some of the things we start, you know, attacking when once their limitations are at bay, because you're only as strong as your weakest link. So you want some power out of your posture, I'm going to make you run forward, but I'm also going to make you run backward. You know, we're going to, you know, put weights on your shoulders. We're going to do power moves. We're going to do vertical jumps. You know, if you're out of taking shock on the body, we're going to add speed to your rotation and eventually weight and speed. So the complexity level goes up whether or not we're adding weight and shock to you. Does that matter? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I feel like I kind of went back and forth there.
No, that's good. It's good. It's all good. I remember when the TPI program first started getting notoriety, they actually aired a segment on the Golf Channel called Titleist Performance Institute. And there were some extra, you know, hips have always been a problem for me. But all the active leg lowering in the side lane, you know, all the stuff you do on the ground to improve your hip mechanics and hinging mechanics, you know, the lying straight, the leg raises. Those are something that anybody can do.
You don't even need equipment for it. That's the
beauty. No, I know. You just lie on the ground and do your leg raises and you do your crossovers. And I do those every day in the morning. I do my lie on the ground. I do my leg and hip flexor rotations and things. And just that in itself is such a huge part of it, because I think, you know, when you talk about the downswing motion is instigated from the ground up, and the hips have to be able to fire to allow you to face the target and release the club on plane. So just those drills alone, I thought were just, and I just happened to tune in one day and watch those exercises and I recorded it and started doing them, and it's made a world of difference in my ability to and I picked up yardage as a result of it. I hit 60 and I'm complaining because I'm losing 15 yards, and all of a sudden I start doing these hip exercises and I not only did I get my 15 back, I added 10. So just as an example out there, people, you know, and I am no long, I mean, I'm basically a 3 or 4 handicapper now at age 62, and I'm still playing back there with the boys, and it's kind of disheartening when these kids blow it by you 50 yards. But then, you know, my mental game is so much tougher that I got a chance with them. But yeah. I got to tell you, if it hadn't been for TPI and learning these, and of course my yoga has kept me kind of loose, and I go to the chiropractor, but these hip and leg exercises were just amazing for me. And that's really how I got exposed to it, was just watching it on TV.
Yeah. Do you do the clamshells?
I might. I don't know.
I feel like that's a popular one.
I'm not sure what that. Well, you know, the other thing they did is that, you know, they did the 35-yard bear crawl. And that was kind of interesting. And then I started getting into those, you know, flexible bands. How do you use the band? How do you use the bands?
Well, we have some bands. They're like the stretch cord bands that, you know, people have been using for years. I was a swimmer, so I know we use those swimming a lot. But they just have that thick elastic resistance. And so we use those a lot, especially with some of the stretches, like, for instance, the active leg. A lot of people fail the limitation drill for hamstrings. You know, it's just a kind of a bend forward, touch your toes type drill, and a lot of people fail that too. And so we do active leg raises with the band you're talking about. Now, if it is just a mobility issue, it's great because, you know, we hook it to their foot and they're doing leg raises against resistance. And it's amazing if you'll have someone try to touch their toes before you do that and then actually lay down, do the active leg stretches, and then have them touch their toes again. As long as they don't have some type of serious mobility issue that they need to see a doctor about, most people will stand up and be at least an inch or two further. Like just,
yeah, no,
just
I get it.
After doing one exercise, you know? So that's one of the, I feel like the bands we use a lot for stretching, even the chops that we do, the rotational chops, you know, you do a twist, you have your hands about shoulder width apart and you have them on the band and you have it lodged in a door or around, you know, one of the universal machines and you turn either on your knees and your feet. And then you press up or you chop down. Most people have done those wood chop style things on the cables and whatnot in gyms. And we use those for that as well.
Yeah,
those are two of the big things. It's more the stretching range of motion style drills I feel we use those for.
Right. Well, I like the other thing I think that most of my students that I identify pretty quickly is their ankle strength.
It's
very, very bad. And so therefore they can't even, they have no chance of rotating into their right pivot point, which is their right leg and foot. They can't stabilize it. So, you know, for them to even be able to rotate is difficult because they lose their weight, they lose their brace on the right leg. And so, you know, I like the windshield wiper thing with the ankles.
No, that's great too. And, you know, a good point with that, you know, that was another thing that's huge we find on the screens. You wouldn't believe, most people aren't thinking, oh, I have tight calves, but how is that going to, you know, if I was a runner, that would bother me. But how is that going to affect my golf swing? It is huge. And it's, you know, strength and flexibility go together. And like you said, you know, they have this weakness in their ankles, but they're also really inflexible, which those windshield wipers do help that drill. But, you know, they need to be able to start stretching those calves out. And sometimes things are so tight, just stretching isn't enough. You need like the foam roller, you know, for myofascial release. Sometimes you need deep tissue massage, you know, by a medical professional or a physical therapist or whatnot. So, you know, those issues, you know, we got to work on our calves. It's from the ground up, like we've been talking about the last 45 minutes. And, you know, yeah, it's amazing the amount of ankle problems that can set your whole kinematic sequence off, you know, and make your golf swing not what it should be.
Yeah, and I think, but
like
with
crazy.
The
I would have never thought.
You know, the hip flexor rotations, the ankle exercises, and then lunges
lunges and deadlifts are two of the
The assisted lunges and the back squats, those kind of things, and that gets into the gym, okay?
Yeah,
and that's kind of where you would want to get into the gym and get some help from someone like yourself. And I know that the ropes. The battling ropes thing is kind of cool. I've done that. Boy, that wore me out in a hurry.
Oh, geez, yeah. That's some push-pull.
Not my favorite exercise.
No, but it does the job.
And then, of course, I have, you know, the stretching rod where you do your bent calf, bit leg calf stretches, those kind of things.
Yep.
All good. I mean, and so if you're a gym rat and you like golf, I would get golf specific in the gym. And
right. I tried that bird dog.
I'm not very good at the bird dog stuff.
Oh, you're in yoga. I guarantee you're pretty money at that.
I'm pretty good at the cobra pose, but
bird
dog's a little difficult. So, particularly when you're balancing that thing on the way. I've done a lot of these. I mean, I recorded all the TPI programs when they first aired about 4 or 5 years ago.
Oh,
and
awesome.
Every now, it's been a while since I've reviewed. In fact, when I moved, I lost them all because they were on a DVR that I lost. But yeah, it'd be fun. So, Amy, I really want to thank you for coming on today. Now, for all you people that are interested, if you happen to be in Vegas, you can find both of us at the Las Vegas Country Club. And Amy runs the gym there, and I run the indoor teaching center. And we have a pretty good team there. Jason's also there. He's a golf professional that's TPS certified, so he can actually help. He has actually helped me evaluate from the golfing standpoint, and then Amy is there for the physical therapy. So there we have a team out there that does an incredible job. Amy, let everybody know how to get a hold of you if they happen to be in Vegas and want to come in for a session.
Right. You are welcome to – you can call me here at the club, at the Las Vegas Country Club. That number is 702-576-9915. You can also, if you're interested in looking into TPI a little bit more, if you go into TPI.com, you can go in there to find instructors. And then from there, you can go in to find the golf or a medical professional or a fitness professional. And it will guide you through links to what you're looking for. If you're looking for the fitness professional, you can say woman even, but there's very few of us here in Las Vegas. I don't want to be too bold in saying this, but I think I might be one of the only level 3 fitness professionals here in Las Vegas certified with TPI. Titleist Performance Institute.
I would think that's probably true. I'm not real familiar with who else is actually doing it. I know there's a lot of level 1 guys. A lot of the pros took it.
Well, on the golf end, there's a lot of them. But just with the fitness one, I don't know.
No, I don't think there's.
I'm fortunate to have a club that wants me to, broaden my education in that way to work with the golfers, but also see it as a huge asset at a golf club, which couldn't agree more now.
I agree. And like you said, 10 years ago, you would have never believed it.
No. But
again, so if you go to mytpi.com, there you can find out in your areas where you can find either a golf professional or a fitness professional or a medical professional. And they list everybody that's certified in those areas. And that's a great place. So wherever you are in the country or around the world, you can find an expert. And I highly suggest it if you're really serious about your golf game. And you feel like you've kind of plateaued, and you even though no matter how many lessons you get, it's always kind of the same lesson, or you're not getting any better. I would highly suggest looking into a TPI, finding an expert, and finding out what your limitations are, and kind of working on those. And I've been fortunate enough to have had issues with health and back and hips and everything, ankles, knees, and so to me. When it first started airing, I jumped on board and watched the programs and started incorporating some of those in my daily routine. And a lot of it was yoga-based for me, so it was very simple for me just to add a few more specific exercises. And if you like to work out, to add TPI-certified, exercises into your routine is not that difficult. Just find, you could probably go in and just spend one or two sessions with a TPI fitness professional, and you'd be down the road forever working on what you need to work on. So it's been a pleasure having you on the show today, Amy. I want to thank you for sharing your expertise with us, and you have a great day, and I'll see you at the club tomorrow.
All right. Sounds great. Thanks, Gaylord.
Well, folks, it's time to say goodbye to this episode of Fairways and Greens. Hope you enjoyed the show. And if you would like to subscribe to the show, just head over to golfcoachpodcast.com. That's www.golfcoachpodcast.com. And don't forget to reach out with your questions and your input on the show to info@golfcoachpodcast.com. So reach out with your questions and anything you'd like to add or any suggestion on future shows to info@golfcoachpodcast.com. And you can find me, the Vegas Golf Coach, and a link to my blogs, coaching centers, and programs at www.vegasgolfcoach.com. That's www.vegasgolfcoach.com. So goodbye for now, and here's to finding your share of fairways and greens in your journey through life and golf.
This podcast was a presentation of LightUpMedia.fm.